The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Welcome back, everybody. Alan and Robin here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And today we're talking about a couple of things. We're talking about tuna and the difference between what you find in the can.
And buffoonery.
And buffoonery.
Buffoonery.
Would you care to elucidate?
Mm-mm. No, just we're talking about buffoonery.
All righty then.
I'll let it stand on its own.
Okay, that sounds good. As along with buffoonery, we're talking about the Supreme Court ruling for the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association and their decision on concealed carry permits in New York and how that affects Maryland and I believe six other states. And if you're a gun owner and do not subscribe to 2A Maryland, you're missing out because John Jossen does a superior job of keeping the citizens informed. It's New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Kevin P. Bruin, the superintendent of the New York State Police. That's what happened. So it's called the Bruin ruling.
We got people online.
I know. Too soon to tell what's going to happen in Maryland. Maryland and I think I said six other states have similar laws to what New York had regarding concealed carry permits or constitutional carry permits, what some people like to call them. So anyway, we can continue with that conversation, but let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Ms. Robin, I hope you are both well.
We're doing well.
Good. How are you?
Uncle Dale, how about yourself?
Okay. We'll change the subjects. Didn't know whether you all celebrated the dubious anniversary this week.
A dubious anniversary?
A very dubious anniversary.
You mean when Robin appeared first time on the air 7 years ago?
A little before that, 50 years ago this week, Tuesday,
okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, we had a lady come visit.
Okay.
Her name was Agnes.
Oh,
that's right.
Right, yeah, Agnes.
50 years ago.
Wow.
I remember walking out on Hillsmere Beach in Annapolis, and you could walk for a mile, 2 miles where it blew all the water out.
Well, we went out in a boat a week later, Robin, and I still, it's still vivid in my mind, the debris field from as far as you could see. There was everything in that debris field. I saw houses. I saw boat docks. I saw boats. Those propane tanks. We picked up six-gallon gas tanks from boats. I found a tackle box. I'm almost surprised I didn't find a body.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to go. My aunt lived up. We all lived up near D.C. That's where I came from, and I think they were in Lanham. And we were picking up this blue slate stones to build a rock wall around her front of her house, around the bottom of the hill. And we got home, and everybody kept saying, God, we stink. We had been in sewage. We're all sewage.
Yeah.
Holding out these blue slate stones. We didn't know. I mean, we were just doing it. My aunt just really wanted these stones.
Yeah.
But I guess it had messed everything up. Agnes had just taken out the sewage plant.
Yeah.
And we were right in the middle of it.
Nice.
You know, we lived. Nobody got sick.
Yeah. Right.
And the thing about it, Alan, is that we're still, the ecological effects of that storm are still evident today.
No question.
I mean, it's just...
No
just
question.
Incredible. So, and the funny thing about it wasn't even a hurricane. By the time I got here, it was a tropical storm.
Amazing.
It was one hell of a tropical storm.
It was, I was not here during that 50 years ago. I was graduating from high school.
I was like six.
Yeah.
I was nine.
Yeah, and, you know, I didn't live in Maryland at the time. I knew nothing about it. But what I've heard is, as far as the devastating effects of it, you're right. I mean, it basically wiped out the grasses in the Upper Bay, on the Susquehanna Flats, which who knows what effect it had on the oyster beds, what effect it had on, you know, the crab population. And so,
well,
you know,
clams,
a lot.
We still don't have any clams.
Clams, that's right. Yep.
So it was, as I say, affected spawning that season, but
sure.
For seasons after that, too, because it had a drastic effect on the structure and all of the bay bottom. So
no question.
Interesting.
Wow.
So if,
indeed.
I can't believe it's been 50 years. Well, I know how old I am now, but I can't believe it's been 50 years.
You're getting up there, Robin.
Oh, shut up, Alan.
Time marches on.
No points today, Al.
No, I'm not kidding.
He hadn't had points in so long.
It's been a while since I've had any points.
So, any chance for coffee this week?
Absolutely.
Please, okay. Take him.
Give me a call. We'll do that. All right?
I'll get up now. Thank you all.
All right, buddy. Thank you. See you, Dale.
See you, Dale.
Bye-bye. Talk to Glenn Chestertown. Glenn, good morning.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Robin. How are you all, bud?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Okay, I guess.
We're hearing you a little better this week than we did last week. Boy, what a mess that was, huh?
Yeah.
We're not sure what happened last week. We think it was because we were on the hot spot of Robin's phone.
Chris, I talked to him
finally. Oh, you did?
And he gave me some ideas if it happens again.
Okay, good. Good, good. All right. So, Aaron, were you able to have a conversation with Chris, Aaron, about it? Good. All right, cool. So
Chris was sleeping through us that day.
Moving forward, I think we'll be able to broadcast better when we go out to Western Maryland in August. August 20th, we'll be broadcasting.
I got to get those dates because I got to get a dog sitter.
I know. So how are things in Chestertown, Glenn?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, same old, same old.
Yep, same old, same old.
I hear you, yeah. I wasn't far from there the other day. I was up in Millington yesterday talking to a potential new sponsor. So we'll be talking about them next week. It's Cypress Creek Archery. I've known Charlie George for almost as long as I've been in Maryland. And he's a bear archery dealer. And I happen to have a new bear bow. That I came by, and I just decided to have it set up, so took it in there and talked to Harry yesterday and put some accessories on it, get it set up for shooting, and that'll be, I don't know if it'll be my primary bow, it might be my backup bow, but we'll be talking about them here in the next few weeks. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
So, good. Good, good, good. Well, it's going to be hot.
For this week?
Anything going on this week, buddy?
I guess not really.
No?
I can't think of right now.
Nothing to think of. I got it.
So, I'm going to try to get fishing this week.
I guess the Congress and all passed some stupid gun bill, I guess.
We didn't get into that. I don't know. It's, you know, they call these things safety bills, and all they are is more restrictive, and have nothing to do with safety. So.
Right.
Yep, I know. But that's what happens when one party's in majority. So, and they have an agenda, which they do.
Well, we do need to talk about it because people need to know it's out there.
What, the congressional bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if it's on its way to the president's desk or not.
It is.
Is it? Did he sign it yet?
I haven't heard if he signed it yet, but it did pass the House.
Yeah, it passed the House. Okay. Why don't you look that up a little bit?
Oh, you're getting me on Google again.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a safety bill, you said?
You just say congressional gun bill or whatever you want to do. So, anyway.
I'm on it. Yeah, last I heard it was on its way to his...
President's desk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Glenn, you have a great week, okay?
Me too.
All right.
17 hours ago, they cleared it for Biden.
Okay.
I guess he's got to wake up and sign it.
Well, that'll be a long time then, because he has been awake for months. Glenn, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. What?
Well, it all just says it's going to Biden.
What are the details? Do you have the details of it?
The most significant firearm legislation in 30 years.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get one that's...
Enhanced background checks, I know that.
Hold on, that was the BBC.
And mostly money. It's a lot of money that they're going to allocate for mental health and things like that. Hopefully, I don't think there's a lot in there for protecting schools.
I'm trying to find somebody who talks about it in a mature way.
Good luck.
Okay, well, the bill's a compromise.
Yeah.
It doesn't do everything we want, but we'll save thousands of lives without violating anyone's Second Amendment rights.
Uh-huh.
That was according to Chris Murphy.
Who's Chris Murphy?
He is a senator from Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Why can't anybody just tell me what it says?
So it's basically a do-nothing bill? It sounded to me like it was another big money deal.
It's H.R. 127. No, that's 2000. Wait.
All right. You come up with it, and we'll deal with it. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. More than glad to talk to you. We're giving Fish and Tackle away today at the end of this hour, or the middle of this hour. Sometime down the road, we're gonna do that. But right now, it's time for me to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, summer's here, and it's time to take a look at that backyard, and, well, just look around, give it a hard look, and say, you know, I might want to replace my picnic table. Or I'm thinking that grill's getting pretty rusty and old. It's time to step up a little bit and get a new grill. Well, you put it off long enough. Summer's here. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have a tremendous selection of colorful poly, and which is, you know, won't chip, dent, crack, or peel, and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially over 300 Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. These things are great. They have this big giant base on them. You put them on your deck, you crank them up, and your whole deck is covered in shade. It beats putting like a roof on it. If you have one of these things, it's pretty cool. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. You know, Clyde Sports Shop has a supply of the self-protection firearms. I'm trying to find a model number. They're made by Winchester. They're pump-action shotgun. They're designed for home protection. Okay? And if I recall, they started $360. And they've gotten more in since, you know, we first started talking about them a couple months ago. But why not stop by and check out the entire selection of firearms and ammunition at Clyde Sports Shop. Everything for hunting, everything for fishing, everything for crabbing at Clyde Sports Shop. It's your go-to place for the outdoors. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Website, ClydesFishingGear.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes an on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk to Captain Don.
Hey, Captain Don.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm telling you, it was a banner week for me.
I've been seeing some of those pictures.
I tell you, it's unbelievable. When a plan comes together, as my guy friend said the other night, when a plan comes together, it's really wonderful. Up here in in the Patapsco, it seems like the rockfish have moved north of the bridge.
Yep.
We've seen some charter boats north of the bridge, and some of my friends are catching the fish structure along the shore, a little bit of current, and they've been pretty successful. And they're not their huge ones, but not like what we caught down the Honga River last week. Those
right.
The huge ones, but... it's been pretty good. The crabs have been moving around.
Good.
This morning there's about, 8 boats south of the Key Bridge, like between Key Bridge and, Fort Smallwood.
Out right.
There, where the depth of the water, the bottom changes. So they've been doing, okay, I guess. And into the creeks. They've, crabs have moved into the creeks and the rivers. So, it's pretty good. It's really good. Pods, I sent you a video of the bait fish. And
I saw that.
It's, this year, for some reason, it seems like the whole surface is full of, bait fish. And when you get in the boat and put it in the fish binder, you have these large, pods, I guess that's what you would call them, pods of bait fish, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we hear they're being pushed up because of some intruders coming into the bay, there's dolphins.
Yep. Yeah, exactly right. And that those are the dolphin mammals, right?
You know.
Not the mahi-mahi. We had a little discussion on that earlier. So.
Yeah, I must admit, yeah, that's right. It's the ones you don't eat.
Right. Exactly.
Flipper.
Yeah.
This is Flipper coming into the bay, driving the rockfish up the bay.
Yeah. And the perch, I tell you, the perching has been cool, and I have several spots where I can go out every night and just catch catfish, or one after the other, and they're fun. They're really fun to catch. And
sure.
If he said he had a spot he could go catch perch every night, you were on your way up there, Alan.
I hear you. Robin wants me to go perch fishing. So
I want perch so bad.
She's a perch person. So I don't like to clean them, you know. So
yeah.
That's me. So
I hear the same thing with the catfish.
I
like the catfish, but I don't want to clean them.
I know. I like catfish. I like eating them. I like to clean fish like walleye, you know. I'll clean a walleye. A flounder, I don't mind cleaning flounder. You know, but you know, some of the other stuff. I guess the problem is I don't have the proper place. I don't have an outside sink. I don't have a cleaning board.
Wow!
All right.
Wah. I couldn't help that, Alan. It was pretty cute. I got to admit.
And I had to jump on, Robin.
Thank you both so much.
Well, my friends will tell you that I'm famous for not having ever cleaned a fish.
Ah, there you go.
So when other people can clean them, that's cool. I'll catch them, you clean them.
I hear you.
My dad, you better know how to clean. If you're going to catch them, you better daggone sight know how to clean them.
So.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Hey,
pretty
funny. We were out on that boat in the ocean, out of Ocean City the other day, and caught that cutlass mm-hmm. fish.
Yep, and we saw a whole raft of those down in North Carolina when we were down there, didn't we, Robin?
Yep.
They called ribbon fish, too, or just cutlass fish?
I forget what called ribbon fish down there, I think. I cannot remember.
The captain told us that there's a distinct difference between the cutlass and the ribbon fish.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but this fish that I have, this cutlass, it's like an eel.
Yep.
And it looks like it's plated, silver plated.
That's pretty cool.
And don't get your hand in front of its mouth because it has some nasty teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I caught a houndfish in the bay one time.
And this isn't a joke, is it?
No, I caught a houndfish.
You got to watch
it. It was over 3 feet long. They're basically like a... good grief. You see them all the time in Florida darting in and out of the mangroves. What do they call those little fish, Robin? Needlefish. They're like a needlefish, like a big needlefish. Yeah. Southern Bay. Yeah, no question. Big, beautiful, gorgeous green eye, green fin. I mean, gorgeous golden eye, green fin. Beautiful fish. So.
Wow. Had a really neat trip yesterday down to Hooper's Island, all the way down to the end.
Oh, yeah.
The bridge to nowhere, I think they call it one.
Right.
Bridge down there. And very interesting. We were trying to locate a place that we had fished Tuesday when we launched out of Deal Island.
Right.
So we're kind of looking down towards Crisfield, Deal Island that way.
Sure.
And just, watch the watermen out there crabbing. And hardly anyone was out there fishing.
Yeah. Took a trip with Bill Miles a couple of years ago. We went down to the target ship. We tried for some cobia without any luck. We didn't catch a single fish. I think we trolled up some small stripers at the end of the day. But we would get down to the target trip, and then we went over to Tangier. And, I mean, we toured the renovation down there. It's pretty cool down there. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So. My buddy has a guide service down there.
Right.
And they got some cobia the other night, some huge cobia. And of course, we caught those big red drums.
Yep.
And rockfish. No,
We might have to book a trip with your buddy. I've never caught a cobia, and I want to. That's one of the fish on the bucket list. So.
Yeah. Without getting an advertisement, this young man grew up down there in the Deal Island. Prince's Inn area. He's a fireboat captain up here in the city.
That's interesting.
And Yeah, and I mean, really a neat guy. He knows that water like the back of his hand.
We gotta connect. So.
Oh yeah.
We gotta connect.
Yeah, just if you look at my Facebook, I have it on there. I'll just send it to you.
Yep. Send me the contact info. Hey, yeah, Captain Dom, we gotta go, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Take it easy, Don.
Okay, y'all take care.
Bye-bye. See you, Don. Bye bye. Hey, Aaron. I'm gonna take our second break now. I'm going to talk about Spurry's Tire Service. And when I'm done with that, we'll go to the recorded spots. And while we're doing that, I'm going to run back and get the entries off the printer. And Robin can pick a winner because I understand Tackle Box Tim is on the air or is on the on hold with us right now. Does that sound right? Okay. Hey, Spurry's Tire Service is right up the street, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, of course, in Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, and Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawn mowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing and filling your vehicle's air conditioning. Well, they can do that if you have a problem with the air conditioning. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, including Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. It's where I'm getting my next set of tires, trust me. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home.
For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe.
Okay, we got this. Alan is, I have a technical difficulty with the printer. I think he's working on it. I am texting him as we speak, get your butt back in here, but it's not working. Tackle Box Tim, are you there?
Robin, good morning.
Hi, talk to me, please.
Oh, hey. I know Alan's running down the list, but in the last week, I've had three really good trips, and they've all been a little bit different.
Oh, really?
Not yesterday, but the Friday prior to that, my wife and I did a float trip down the Potomac River catching smallmouth bass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is about this year, but everything I've been doing has been based on, like, old-school tactics, lures, and the only thing that these smallmouth would bite that day was a buzz bait up on top of the surface and a plain old twister tail grub.
Oh, yeah. That's wild. My dad would love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely love it. And you can go back and wait. Tim and I got this. We got it.
Tim, did you try any old prop baits? Tiny torpedoes or devil's horse?
I did not, and I thought that they might work, but the buzz bait was on.
Yeah.
And it was to the point where I had started out with a little eighth ounce on a spinning rod, and I couldn't keep up with it to keep it up on the surface.
So right.
We took a break, and I had cut that one off, and I put a quarter ounce on the bait caster that took along, and I kept up on the surface fine, and it got more bites out of that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about throwing a little prop bait, but I think just the steady prop coming across instead of the twitching was the deal that day.
How are you making out, Robin?
I'm fine. I got it covered. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I haven't figured out why I can't print with my phone.
They're printed. I just had to get back here. They're being printed now. The printer's slow. So anyway,
we had an issue. That's the reason I said, Tim, talk to me. And we were doing just fine. You could have just stayed right where you were.
I'm gonna go. You guys talk. I'm gonna go get the other sheets. So. It's in the back office. That's why it takes a minute. So, all right.
No, my dad, he would have loved the old stuff. You know, he really would have.
Trip number two was Tuesday, and I had to invite Alan to go along, but I know he had a previous something going on. Our friend Chuck, who lives in Cambridge, is 92 years old and still getting out in his own boat and catching fish. And he's just so much in his element when he's on the water. And one of his fortes is he makes and fishes his own bucktails. And you want to see a 92-year-old man just shine on the water and beam with enthusiasm when he's catching fish.
I remember him because I think my dad knew him.
I believe he did.
And because Dad had a fly fishing tackle shop where he would tie his own flies. So I remember something about that back then.
Yeah. And Robin, try as hard as we could. We could not find any white perch.
Really?
Yeah, because if I had caught some, I would have swung them by the house on the way home.
Oh, thank you very much. They couldn't find any white perch on Tuesday. I tell you, Alan really wanted to go, but he just had so much fun with that dentist playing around in his mouth that he couldn't miss it.
Oh, sure. And yesterday, to contrast fishing with my 92-year-old friend Chuck, I took my teenage nephews down here to the gunpowder to try to find some smallmouth.
Well, you have done.
They weren't to be found, but we had a blast with the little sunfish in the river.
Cool.
You've done women, senior citizens,
and teenagers, 20-year-olds.
20-year-olds.
Wow.
Yep.
I won't say snow.
So I spanned the age gamut of fishing this last week.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. We're working on the contest as we speak, buddy. We are
not ready. A problem. Can I give a rundown on what we're given?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we've got a perch-colored bladed jig, commonly known as a chatterbait type of lure.
Right.
A square-bill crankbait in a nice spring crawl pattern. A what I call the Uno is a minus one type crankbait in a blueback chartreuse and a greenhead chartreuse Mr. Spitz popper.
Wow. Well, that sounds like fun, man.
Yeah, I think it goes along the theme of the season coming up, hot weather. You're going to find a topwater bite. Chatterbaits are popular from, I'd say, April all the way through the end of October.
Oh, yeah.
And crankbaits are season-long, too.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. No question about it. I've been privileged to fish with some of the best in the bass fishing world, not for years. And if I said the names, these are names that, you know, go back over 40 years. I mean, this is when I first started the show, 89, 90, when it went to the Bassmasters Classic. And, of course, the structure of that changed from the Ray Scott days and the people that I used to work with all the way through to whatever it is now. And, you know, watching these guys, these pros back in the day, work those crankbaits and stuff, I can't even remember some of the guys I fished with. You know, Ron
Schofield?
Sutliff, I can't remember his name. By the way, I fell off the boat with him. Couple other fellas, but there was one guy that worked a crankbait in a school of bass, and yeah, I mean, it was just so smooth, and he would never even set the hook. He just keep reeling, you know, let the fish hook itself. It was pretty cool to watch how that worked, and you know, it's fascinating to watch how these pros work the baits to their maximum, you know. And I know you've been in the same position fishing with some of those guys.
Oh, I have, and it's, I tell you what, though, Alan, especially around this area, I have worked with some avid bass fishermen, lower-level tournament guys.
Yeah, I got it.
With their life situation, being a family guy or whatever,
yep.
If their situation was different, they could be on the pro trails.
No question.
It's either a lifestyle thing or they just choose to take the money from the guys around here.
One or the other, yeah. Yeah, I fished with some of those reservoir guys too. That, you know, they used to have a tournament trail in the reservoirs, and to watch those guys work their baits. And one guy in particular that I fish with, Glenn, you know, he takes a fluke bait, a soft plastic bait. He'll just work that thing like magic, you know, in and out of the trees, and you'll see the largemouth come up and just suck that thing in, and you know, just watching them work, watching them fish, it's fascinating to me. So.
I have never been fortunate enough to get in on a good fluke bite for either largemouth or smallmouth bass.
Right.
I'm waiting for that day.
Yep, well, it'll come. So, hey, buddy, we have a winner.
Okay.
So we had, what do we have, like another 30 entries, Robin? Something
24.
Like, okay, 24. Well, okay, that's cool.
It's
random,
summer, that's good.
The random number generator of Miss Robin's cell phone seemed to work out. She came up with the name Richard Martin. So we will call Richard here and get his address over to you there, Mr. Tacklebox Tim.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right.
So congratulations to Richard, and the High Tide Tackle Package will be on its way.
All right.
I think that's great.
Like you say, congratulations, Richard. Now we'll get that out soonest.
As soon as we get his address to you.
Now, do we have another one next month? Or?
Yeah.
We do. All the way through.
My best friend's husband fishes in a fishing club down here.
Who?
My Teresa's husband.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell him and his guys. I have to listen.
I have to listen and call in.
Yep.
So, sounds good, buddy.
All right. Y'all have a good rest of the day.
You do the same.
Thanks
for calling in, Tim.
Bye. Take care.
Good to share a moment with you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Nice. Did you have a nice conversation with Tim, Robin?
Uh-huh, I did.
Well, you sent me on your little errand?
There's something wrong with my phone with that printer, so I've got to figure it out.
I know it. So.
Sorry.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Captain Dawn sent me the contact information for his charter boat buddy, and maybe we'll be taking a trip to Deal Island. What do you think?
That would be awesome.
Yep.
I haven't been there in years.
Cobia, Red Drum, Weakfish, all the different species down there in the Lower Bay that we don't see up here very much. So.
I had an ex's family. It was all from Deal Island.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Cool. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to talk about anything we talked about today, we'd be more than glad to talk with you about it.
It's much calmer second half hour.
Well, it is a little calmer, that's for sure. But according to the NRA ILA, the U.S. House passed two gun control bills, largely along party lines, that threatened to turn millions of law-abiding gun owners into felons, as well as subject their lawfully acquired firearms to government confiscation without due process. The first bill, H.R. 7910, is a gun control package that was introduced only last week and rushed to the U.S. House floor by Nancy Pelosi. H.R. 7910 would ban law-abiding 18- to 20-year-old adults from acquiring semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. Did you hear what I said, ladies and gentlemen? I told you, I've warned you in the past that these gun control bills, when they say semi-automatic firearms, they're not talking about AR-15s and AK-47s and any of that kind of stuff. They're talking about 1187s, 1100s. They're talking about Ruger Ranch rifles. They're talking about Benellis. They're talking about Berettas. They're talking about Remington and Winchester and all these shotguns that we use for waterfowl hunting and upland bird hunting and small game hunting. Okay? They're talking about 22s. People, you need to be aware of what's going on. This unconstitutional legislation would extinguish law-abiding adults' Second Amendment rights and contends that these individuals are responsible enough to defend their country or vote in an election but can't be trusted to follow the law regarding firearms. H.R. 7910 would generally ban standard capacity magazines that are overwhelmingly popular with law-abiding Americans for self-defense, as well as redirect federal tax dollars intended for law enforcement and other public safety programs to buy back existing lawfully possessed magazines. Additionally, H.R. 7910 would prohibit the long-standing American tradition of building one's own firearm, which has been protected by American law since our founding. And on it goes. Second bill, H.R. 2377, a combination of legislative proposals to create, quote, red flag orders that allow for the confiscation of firearms without due process of law. The legislation would directly empower federal judges to nullify Second Amendment rights on a case-by-case basis and issue orders to seize firearms from the named individuals. It would also provide funding to encourage states and localities to pass and enforce laws allowing judges to issue orders to seize firearms. H.R. 2377 would strip Second Amendment rights of individuals by confiscating firearms without constitutional due process by allowing courts to issue an ex parte, meaning the accused is not present, firearm confiscation orders. And on that goes. So I would recommend, if you want to see what's going on in our Congress regarding gun bills, check out the NRAILA.org website. All right. A lot of stuff going on with guns these days, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff going on these days with guns. We're proud to have sponsors that are proud to honor the Second Amendment and sell firearms. We really are. So, and I think you heard about one of those, Bel Air Gun Range, in the last segment there. And Clyde Sport Shop is another one. So we're going to talk about fishing and crabbing, though, because Clyde's has live bait, minnows, all types of rods and reels and fishing tackle for adults and kids, Shakespeare and Fluger rods and reels and combos, pen reels too, including the Battle 2 series spinning reels. They've got those famous St. Croix rods, which are great, and anything and everything you need for going fishing and going crabbing, including crab traps and nets and all the little accessories, their own steamers, their own, and even they have their own crab spice. So why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108 is the phone number. That's 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. The new website is clydesfishinggear.com. And one more time, we'll talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. The question is, in your house, is there a spot that you call the fireplace room or the den or the sitting room and has a hole in the wall that you used to call fireplace and maybe used to be used all the time, but it hasn't been used anymore because it's just a hole in the wall? You don't want to haul the wood. You don't want to split the wood. You don't want to burn the wood. Well, here's what you do. You go to Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Cat Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. And you get yourself a gas fireplace insert with the remote control, and you can sit here in your lounge and you lounge chair, and you can turn the fireplace on and off and the blower on and off, and you fill the room with heat, and it's magnificent. Robin and I selected the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service as well. We enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, who carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Act now, while it's 90 degrees, before the fall rush and the temperature falls into the 50s and 40s and 30s. You can select a new pellet stove, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect
Alan
your vehicle
from
rust
Linex
with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Dragging the line. Any callers on the line, Aaron? All right. Well, we could take a caller here. We have a little bit of time left for one caller, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to comment on anything, if you're more mad about anything than I am, like I am, at Congress for passing these stupid gun control laws, well, you know, here's one of the things that it, you may not have heard much about. The gun control package passed by both houses, the Senate and the, by both, yeah, passed by the Senate and the House. The gun control package would significantly increase the number of Americans who are federally barred. This is the one that's on its way to the president's desk, who are federally barred from possessing firearms by expanding prohibitions for non-domestic, non-violent misdemeanor convictions. Virtually no other constitutional right is taken away from misdemeanor convictions, and this legislation would treat the Second Amendment as a second-class right. In other words, okay, non-domestic, non-violent misdemeanor. What can that be, Robin? Shoplifting? You can't get a gun if you have a shoplifting conviction when you were misdemeanor when you were a youngster?
Yep. That's what it means, because that is a misdemeanor.
Exactly. Wow. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Our Congress is out of control. They really are. All right. There's the music. I hope you enjoy some of the things that happened this week from the Supreme Court. And I think that Congress is stepping in it. Gun owners, just... guard your family, guard yourself.